You're listening to The Last Word on Hockey with Jim Behringer, Coach Jay, and Mark Weiss on Northeast Streaming Sports.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mad Radio Network here on a special morning, Saturday edition of the Final Word on Hockey. I'm your host, Jim Behringer, back alongside Captain Mark Weiss. Coach Jay will be tuning in via text. He'll give us our comments like he always does. He brings a great insight as well. It is Elimination Saturday. We did this a while ago down in quarantine roller hockey back in Piscataway. It was quarantine. It was Elimination Friday, if I remember correctly. And now we have Elimination Saturday, three game sevens, a total of five game sevens this weekend. The most on one day was four back in 1992. Everybody will remember that. Penguins, Rangers went to a game seven that year. They're going to another game seven this year. But welcome back, Mark. I mean, a lot to talk about. Jam-packed show.
I am so excited. If you can't get pumped for game sevens, find a new sport.
Seriously. I mean,
find a new one.
Seriously. Just find a new sport because you have five game seven, five of them. It's unbelievable. It's great stuff. Let's get off the top. I want to, before we get into the Ranger game, let's party like it's 1996. I've been harping on this since the start of the playoffs.
Rats are back.
The rats are back, baby. The rats are back. Coach Jay, loving it. Ronnie in here, our buddy Ronald Harvin Jr. giving us love this morning. The rats are back. It's party like it's 1996. The Florida Panthers are in to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Their first series win since they punched their ticket to the Stanley Cup final in 1996. And, oh, by the way, they faced the Colorado Avalanche that year.
Well, I think that the theme for that team was the rats. This team, they are the comeback cats.
They are the comeback cats. Two comebacks in the series. The last two last night they did not come back. The Washington Capitals came back. TJ Oshie on a power play.
Washington technically up 1-0?
Yeah, but I don't count it as a comeback.
They still were down.
Yeah, but it wasn't like they were down in the other two games, in games four and five.
Oh, that was down 3-0 was – I mean, that's where Washington pissed away the series.
Well, not only – wait,
you can't
not,
do it. You got to put you gotta put your foot on their neck.
I've been critical of TNT, but I love when Gretz is on because he sees the same things I'm seeing. He said in game four, the icing led to the goal that tied the game. In game four, that led to the Verhaeghe game winner in overtime. By the way, Carter Verhaeghe, two game-winning overtime goals, including the series clincher. Guy had 12 points in the series. He's tied with Connor McDavid for the playoff lead. Just an FYI.
The key to that game. The key to that game is the late goal by Giroux. I thought that was a cheap goal. I thought that that goalie should have easily got that 5-0 closed and made that save.
Right. Giroux's been an excellent pickup for the Panthers.
Absolutely. But that goal to me is a softie.
It was a softie. But also, don't forget, guys are shooting for the open net now. Back in the day, you just get it down. Get to the line and get it down. Make them come 200 feet. Come to you. And guys are shooting for the net. And that changed the series. Up 3-0 in game five. You cannot lose that game on the road. I'm sorry. You cannot lose that game on the road. Again, if I had a video board, which I might invest in one day, and I could get some clips in here, I would have showed you the two key plays. In game four and overtime, they didn't chip it in. It led to the Panthers transitioning their offense, which Washington had done great all game, all series long, stifling that transition offense to the neutral zone. And that led to the transition that led to the goal. Game five, same thing. Up 3-0. Oshie doesn't get it deep. The goal comes the other way. It's 3-1, and they're off to the races. I mean, to me, that's the turning point of the series.
100% it is. When you've got a three-goal lead in the playoffs and you're on the road, did people forget the expression road game playoff hockey? It's pretty simple when you look it up in the dictionary or Wikipedia or wherever it is. It means you should clamp down on it. You don't let the other guy operate. You make sure that that guy doesn't get anything in the middle. Keep him to the bad ice. Keep him wide. And yet they played 3-0 as if it was like game 72 of the regular season.
And it's funny, the Capitals, you know, it's funny, the Capitals have not won a playoff series since Barry Trotz left, and that's the guy that just got fired on Long Island. So what does that say?
I just don't see them writing that wrong, honestly, and I don't see Trotzy going back into a situation where he's going to go to a team whose window's closing very quickly.
It is, definitely. I mean, Coach Jay, just reiterating what we've been saying.
I think it's going to cost Laviolette the job.
I personally think it's going to do, because what's next for this team? I mean, this team's aging. They did show resilience, but they just couldn't hold on to leads. I think they need to upgrade that goaltending position if they believe they have one more run.
All year, that goaltending position is a killer for them.
Right. I mean, I thought Samsonov played well, but a couple softies in the series, and defensively, they just didn't lock it down. After the game yesterday, I saw quotes coming out. They said, it's on us. We blew this series. Yeah, you did. I mean, Washington gave the series away because – I thought they were the better team in this series.
They were the better team, but it seems like they were the better team in pockets.
Right.
They just couldn't play 60 minutes of hockey. How many times have we heard somebody say, well, for 52 minutes, we were the better team? Yeah. And in those other 8 minutes, the other team was off the charts.
Yeah. So it's crazy to think that the Florida Panthers are back in the Stanley Cup final. I mean, yes, absolutely. Ronald, 100%, Ronnie. Playoff hockey is the best in the universe. Playoff overtime hockey is the best as well. Congrats to the Panthers getting to the second round. I personally think, Jay agrees with us. I think, it's time is done. I think so too. I personally think now that they've gotten over that hump, I think they can make that deep run now that everybody expected them to do going into the playoffs.
Well, you know they're going to be quite interested in tonight's matchup.
Oh, yeah, they are. Oh, yeah. One of the game sevens tonight, Toronto and Tampa. Oh, boy. And a guy, and I will make the comparison later when we talk about the Ranger game, which we'll get to in a second, because I know everybody wants us to, you know, be our love for the Rangers and everything like that. However, to me, this is a big series tonight because if Tampa can get through it, they got the Battle of Florida, the rematch. If Toronto can get through it, man, you got two teams that, you know, both teams have a chance to go deep because adversity. Toronto, I thought, played well in game six. I thought they deserved a better fate. I thought some of the penalties, I'm not saying the referees are the reason they lost, but you go back, watch the overtime. Alex Killorn does not get called for holding. He's holding Matthews' jersey for a good 30 seconds. And a couple of high sticks in that third period. The one on Kampf was a little phantom because he's touched the shoulder, as the replay showed. But give credit to the champs. They're 17-0 after losses in the playoffs dating back to 2020. The last team to beat them, obviously, was the Columbus Blue Jackets. And here's a stat going into this game. Andrei Vasilevskiy in his last 5 closeout games, 5-0, 5 shutouts.
And they haven't lost. They haven't lost 2 games in a row.
No, they haven't.
They haven't. And it's there. I find that they're a more dangerous road team than they are a home team.
Well, I mean, you speak of that night with all the comebacks. You know, Toronto was down 2-0 in game 5. Tavares gets on the board. JT had been quiet. He'd be in witness protection like Mika Zibanejad. I thought because Zibanejad finally got out of witness protection in game 6.
But a big difference here is when Mika's not scoring, he's not overly useful. When JT isn't scoring, he's doing all that second-line center stuff that doesn't show up on the score sheet.
Unfortunately, with fans in Toronto, they don't want to hear about that stuff.
Sorry, fans in Toronto. JT does all of those things, and if he didn't, you wouldn't even be here.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they would or would not be. I think now that he's got his first playoff goal, multiple goals since 2019, I think his confidence is high. Shooting the puck better, I could see it. You know, just takes a bounce to go in, and then that scoring confidence comes back. Matthews looks good. Marner looks good. They just got to close out games.
Well, that's the big thing of a team that we've said for a while is not built for the playoffs. Those teams have trouble closing out games. That's why Washington wasn't closing out games. There are certain ingredients. There are just certain things you do. It's like we talk about it ourselves. There's There's rent-out hockey. There's men's beer league hockey, and then there's tournament hockey.
Tournament hockey's different animal, man.
It's a different animal. And we look at guys who you can't take to tournaments because they only care about themselves and their stats. And
exactly.
Some guys never learn. Some guys can't learn. But in this case, Toronto's got to learn. Tonight, the weight of the world in 55 years of Leaf Nation is on their shoulders. There's no simple way of putting it. I'm not throwing out hyperbole. This is absolutely what it is.
They have to win tonight.
They have to win. If they don't win, here's the things that happen. You're going to start to see dismantling of that team because you can't have a team with all the money and four guys. You're going to see the coach gone because that guy's not going to survive another first round knockout.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's on Sheldon Keefe, to be honest. I think that
it doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter.
Coaches were hired to be fired.
Exactly. But I like to the resiliency Toronto has shown, especially in game 5 and 6 when they were down 2-0 twice to get the game tied, I think has helped them in this series. They know Absolutely. They can come back.
I mean, two things in their favor, and I'm looking for stuff here, is one, just like you said, the resiliency. That's not been something that they have been in the previous 5 years in the first round. So they've got a little resiliency going for them. And dare we say that we always say champs are still the champs, but those champs don't have the same third line they had last year.
No, that's a big key. I mean,
that's a big key.
Jack Campbell, I'm going to say this, and this might be an unpopular take, but I think Jack Campbell has outplayed Andre Vasilevskiy in this series.
Oh, I saw two goals that went off of Vasilevskiy up his chest and into the net. They don't happen last year.
No, they don't happen last year. Though I will say in that overtime period, Vasilevskiy did show why he was Andre Vasilevskiy, especially early on in that series, because he just stopped the Leafs left and right. But Jack Campbell's played well. He definitely deserved a better fate. I think, you know, the goal that went in by Point, his own guy knocked it in, trying to save it. You know, those little things. But when Campbell's needed the most, and when they were down 2-0, he's come up with big-time saves to make sure games have not become routes.
Quick question to the listeners out there. Where did 90% of all playoff goals get scored? Within 5 feet of the net.
Exactly.
And that's why a big goalie like Vasilevskiy is so important. Because as you see, the smaller guys get shoved a little bit forward. And sometimes their hand goes back and their legs go back and the puck winds up in the net. He's a roadblock. And that's important in playoff hockey because that's where the goals get scored.
Absolutely, they do.
I see him having a big night. I don't see the champs losing. If Toronto's going to win this, they're going to have to beat them.
They're going to have to beat them. They're going to have to dig deep and win this series. They're going to have to dig deep and find a way.
The key here is home ice advantage to their advantage or is it to their detriment?
The crowd helped them in game 5. The crowd's helped them all series long. I think the crowd's going to be it. If the game is close, the crowd's going to be a factor for Toronto tonight.
I think that the thing that Toronto has to avoid, I mean, nobody, I mean, this is easy stuff to say, but more important for them, they can't go down in this game by 2 goals or more. Right. Not because they don't have the firepower to come back, but because it takes the crowd out of the game.
Exactly. And if they can get on the board early, get the crowd into it, take Tampa out of it, play that good defensive stop. Stocky, you know, what about me? Them blowers. Yeah, Ronnie. I love it.
This is the biggest game for this franchise, and well, it's even bigger than last year's.
This is big for this group.
As these streaks of first round losses pile up, each year after that becomes that much more important.
One ended yesterday. Let's see if a second ends tonight. The Maple Leafs have not won a playoff series since 2004. Get out of the first round. Let's see if it happens tonight. It's going to be a good game. Speaking of another game 7, it's going to happen tomorrow. The Garden will be rocking. That crowd was a factor in game 5 to send it back to Pittsburgh. The Rangers win 5-3 on the road. Pittsburgh shoots themselves in the foot, but Mika Zibanejad finally comes out of witness protection. He was MIA for the first 5 games of the series. And you know what? Give love to Chris Kreider on the bench after Mika missed a breakaway, took the tablet away and threw it down. That clip's making its rounds around social media. That's a captain for you right there. That's what that guy is there for. But that line showed up. Zibanejad, 4 points last last night. Kreider had two goals. He had two goals. And the power play, the first goal that they scored after Pittsburgh was up 2-0, Evan Rodriguez, stupid penalty, always ends up in the back of your net.
Stupid penalties in hockey, especially playoff hockey, are like leadoff walks in baseball. They come back to bite you. It always happens. The other guy always seems to find the back of your net. Or worse, even a best case scenario is you lose 2 minutes where you lose the momentum. And that's a terrible thing in hockey, to lose momentum. And that's what happened to Pittsburgh. Up 2-0, they get that third goal, game set match.
Yeah, it's over because they were dominating. Even without Sidney Crosby, who will not play because of concussion after he got knocked out of game 5, they were dominating that game.
More importantly, kudos to which two guys said it had to be concussion.
Me, you, and Ricky.
Exactly, because we knew that if his limbs were falling off, that guy wasn't going to miss game 6 and possibly game 7. Right. The only thing keeping him out was the fact that the league concussion protocol and his history of concussions and injury kept him out. And they will keep him out because they protect the player. And that's a good thing. Because in the old days, a guy would have gone out there spacing and really, really risked a lot of injury.
Exactly. But give credit to the Rangers. Mika gets two goals in what was like 60 seconds, something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they were off to the races. They scored on a power play. Another stupid penalty by Pittsburgh. They take the lead. Though Malkin tied it like in game 5. But then give credit, man. You know, Kreider, a bad goal by Louis Domingue. What do we say? Shoot the puck on net. Good things happen. Finally, you're seeing why he's a third-string goalie. He's an AHL goalie. I mean, that puck shouldn't have gone in. Nope. Bad goal to give up. But again, Evan Rodriguez, I don't care how much you thought Ryan Lingering cross-checked you in the back into the boards. Yes, was it a penalty? Most likely. But you can't go high on a guy. It's going to be called every time.
Well, we both play, we both ref. What's the rule of thumb about the retaliation? The retaliator
it's always getting called. Gets caught. It's always getting called. Always. Guarantee, lock, stop. It's always getting called. You knew it was going to call. I was listening on the way home from hockey. I was listening to Penguins broadcast. They were not happy with the penalty. They're like, it's retaliatory. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You blame the guy who retaliates. I learned day one of organized hockey. Get the guy's number and get him later. Don't retaliate because you always get caught.
You get them later. Get them next season. That's all that matters.
Exactly. Game 6 of the regular season next year, you get them. Because everybody knows hockey players have long memories like elephants. You'll get them next year. Who cares? You don't blow your playoff chances.
No. And Pittsburgh, the last time these two teams played in the playoffs, Pittsburgh was up 3-1 and the Rangers came back. I definitely could see the Rangers winning game 7.
Did you see the Stan Fischler tweet? And by the way, when I say the Stan Fischler tweet,
you mean somebody who did?
It could be a burner account.
It's legit. It's legit. I think it's a legit account. But I think somebody's doing it for him.
Because Sam does say he has said some outlandish things in his career, but this one was the best. I want to paraphrase. It was like Pittsburgh had their chance in Game 5. Your time is done. The longer you let the Rangers around, they're going to win, or something to that effect. And he's right. You got to take young teams out early and blow their confidence away. You can't let them – the longer they play, they're resilient because they're younger. And their bodies can take it. More importantly, they're learning playoff hockey. And as you get acclimated to it, it is what it is. It's tougher to beat back the younger teams. It's why it was – the longer Edmonton in the 80s kept going, eventually they got it. Got to learn how to lose to learn how to win. And the Rangers had to learn how to lose in this series early on. They had to learn adversity. You know what? Game 1, bad, crappy call. We get it. You know, that never should have been reversed. Series should probably be over now. But then again, you don't know how the series turns if that didn't happen.
Well, and I also say I think that took that overtime goal, took the wind out of the Rangers' sails for a couple of games, despite their win in game 2. I think it took the – now they found their legs, they found their game, but they got to play 60 minutes in game 7. You can't – you're not going to get away with it against good teams.
The thing is, they have the momentum now.
Exactly.
And as we've learned, momentum is huge. They're going home. They're going to have raucous fans there. And – if the captain isn't playing for Pittsburgh, that's a tough nut to crack on the road.
Yeah, absolutely, it is. Speaking
of third string goalie, what do they say? Water seeks its level.
Yeah, well,
you know, even a hot third string goalie becomes a third string goalie eventually.
Absolutely. Speaking of, you have the jersey up behind you. For those that are going to be listening to this, Mark has a Blues jersey up. They punched their ticket. They'll face the Colorado Avalanche in the second round. Speaking of momentum, they used it from game four when they put Binnington in, the guy that got him in the Stanley Cup in 2019, won the three straight games. I said going into that series, I like the Blues. I like the way they finished the game. I like the way they finished the series. Tarasenko looked good. Perron, Ryan O'Reilly, even without, you know, three defensemen, Nick Leddy come back. Speaking of, you know, Nick Leddy moving the puck again.
Where's the love for Nick Leddy, people?
Yeah, exactly. Guy can't play playoff hockey. Okay, Islanders fans.
Who was the guy last year when I was saying about Nick Leddy, you know, was an important cog to the Islanders. They missed him. Someone said to me, oh, you're on Nick Leddy's blank. And I'm like, no, Nick Leddy is a great puck moving player. You know, he is a puck moving defenseman. You know, is he the physical guy in front of the crease? No, but you pair those guys up with big guys and you let him do his thing.
Right. And they're letting, and Craig Berube's letting him do his thing. Fleury was not hurt, Coach Jay. They decided to make a goalie change in game six.
It should have been done earlier, and that's where the problem was. You don't put Talbot in game six cold, not playing five straight games.
He should have pulled him in five. They should have put him in game five. They should have put him in game four when they were getting blown out. Give him some work. That the series changed.
There's the difference. Berube pulled the trigger quicker.
Right, he did. And I know Fleury gave up some bad goals, but it's not on him. Where was Kevin Fiala? Where was Matt Zuccarello? Where was the rest of the guys that scored 60 goals? The six guys that scored 20 or more goals. Kaprizov was the only guy that showed up in that series for the Minnesota Wild.
100% agree. 100% agree. And you know what? If you watch the territorial play, whomever was in net for Minnesota was going to have to stand on their head because most of the action was happening there.
Their penalty kill for Minnesota was bad. The power play was bad. St. Louis special teams was good. Once they started figuring out how to score 5-on-5, they became a dangerous team. I always said St. Louis will give Colorado a run for their money. I still think Colorado's going to win. I'm rocking the jersey, but I wanted to throw it back to 96 because I love these jerseys. But I think Colorado is a better team, but it's going to be a good series.
I got the white one up there.
Absolutely.
Who's on the back of yours, Jimmy?
Nobody. I just got blank. I have a Sakic one downstairs, though.
You know who's on the back of mine?
Who's that? Is that Forsberg?
No.
Ray Bourque? Who you got?
Rob Blake.
That's like 0-1 Avalanche jersey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He wore the A that year.
Yeah. That was a good team. They were stacked. This Avalanche team looks good, too. They're rested, ready to go. Kemper's healthy again. So this is going to be a good series when it gets going on Monday. That's going to be game one of the series.
The thing for Colorado, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves because that's a talk afterward, but just to say the thing for Colorado is the second round is their nemesis.
Right.
Toronto's been the first. Colorado's been the second round. Here's their chance to step up. And, you know, St. Louis is playing very well. Colorado, you know, I'm not going to say they're not playing well because they certainly are. You win four straight. You are. But they did beat, a Preds team that, you know, was just kind of happy to be there. No goalie whatsoever. And now they're going to play the big boys. So
exactly. All right. So a couple more before we get out. A couple more game seven Stars. They defeated the Calgary Flames last night in game six. That was good. Jake Ottinger is the reason why this series is going seven.
He was all over the place. So Coach Jay, did you see the lateral movement that Adi had in that game? His lateral movement was off the charts.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Ottinger's the reason. The Flames offense is starting to come to life. Johnny Hockey's looking good. He's finally being a playoff performer everybody thought he was going to be. He's looking rock solid right now. I like him. I think the Flames are going to
– This is a great series, and because the games are played so late, people are missing how great a series this is.
This has been a great series. I think Calgary gets it done on home ice, though.
I do, too. I think Sutter and his system, the goalie is the goalie. He's pretty darn good, and I think they're gonna play. It's gonna be a 2-1 game. It might even go overtime, but it's gonna be a 1-goal, 2-1 kind of game. And it's the first team that tries to take a chance and blows it is gonna be the one behind the eight ball.
Absolutely, yeah. Ottinger, since day one, we've been talking about it. It's a shame that they weren't able to, you know, keep him there all season, because I think they wouldn't have been struggling as much to get to the playoffs.
I just like the maturation of my boy Heskinen as a two-way defenseman.
Oh, unbelievable. Great defenseman. He had his coming out party for those. I mean, I always loved him before 2020 bubble, but that's when his coming out party was.
You know me, I root for the Fours.
Exactly. Yes, you do. All right. So we got two more game sevens tonight. The battle of the home teams, Carolina and Boston. Does Boston buck the trend?
I think they do. I do, because they figured their goalie situation out quickly, and they made that move, which is a smart move. And you know what? They played well without their top two defensemen, and now they've got their defensemen. So and of course they put the perfection line back together for the big moments. I just think they've got a lot of experience. I'm not saying they're a cup team. I don't think so, but I think that veteran grit and that experience is going to get them over the hump in game seven.
Yeah, it's just going to be a fun game for 4:30.
Another fun game though.
Yeah, 4:30 Saturday afternoon. That's the first game. I think Carolina is going to win, to be honest. I just think that home crowd, that building. But I could see Boston winning too. Just, I know it's a Mike Francesa thing, but you know what? I think I like both teams in this series, but I like Boston.
Jimmy hedging his bets.
Well, I like Boston coming in to make this series tougher. A lot of people thought Carolina was going to walk through, but I like the way Boston's been playing. But they have to change something on the road because it hasn't been working.
I just had Boston in the series. I just think that veteran presence, they know how to win these big early round games. I just see that. And then I also see some suspect stuff going on with Carolina. Too deep to look at that. But you know what I noticed? One quick thing I noticed, and I've been a huge fan. So anybody out there, don't hammer me on this. I've been a huge fan of the resurrection year for number 77 in Carolina.
Yeah, Tony D.
But he's been a defensive liability in the postseason. That's what my eyes tell me.
Yeah, excellent. All right. Edmonton, LA Kings going seven. A lot of people didn't think this was going seven. A lot of people thought Edmonton was going to walk through, easy matchup. There are no such things as easy matchups in the playoffs outside of probably Colorado and Nashville because Saros wasn't there. But even that,
those were one goal games late, and Colorado realized we got to put that team out because who wants to let them go deeper?
Exactly.
The longer the series goes, the more power the underdog gets and the more pressure goes on the favorite. It's just natural. It's just the way it works. And in this series, well, guess what? Edmonton let LA, I'm going to say let, they did not put LA out, especially in that overtime game at home. They had to win. That was the must-win game for them, and they caused their own game seven. Edmonton doesn't have the pedigree to win that game. This is a crapshoot. I can't predict it. I still stand behind my claim when I said that they were an AHL team, LA. I just don't think Edmonton's that good. Winner of this series goes out anyway, in my mind, but toss a coin.
Yeah, it's a coin toss here. Let's see if Edmonton can find their legs on home ice. They definitely had a good game. Let's see if their depth comes into play. But the key is going to be who scores first. The winner of each of the last six games in the series,
On paper, Edmonton's got more firepower. They should win it. Smith's playing well. This is their chance.
So it's quick. This is a good series. Flip a coin in this one.
He's won two cups, so who am I to crap on that guy?
But this game's a coin flip because you just don't know. You just don't know with these two teams. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a great Saturday for sure. A lot of hockey, a lot of game sevens.
Key question is, should I be wearing the Ranger colors in Pennsylvania this weekend?
Absolutely, do it. Do it.
Jimmy's advocating for me to get harassed in Hershey.
Doesn't matter. You got to support the team no matter where you are. But Coach Captain Mark, Coach Jay, thanks for everybody for tuning in. Comments. It's been the final word on hockey season 3, episode 28. Enjoy the games, everybody. Have a great Saturday.